Truman Library Director Michael Devon, like most government facility managers, was concerned for staff members furloughed by the federal shutdown.
In addition to federal employees, we have maintenance, groundskeeping, housekeeping, security, and they will all be affected in one way or another.
As federal employees languished without paychecks, the legislation that was the focal point of the shutdown rolled ahead with the opening of the health care exchanges of the Affordable Care Act. There was more interest than capacity, with long delays and requests for patients. Kansas exchange worker Rosalind Wells expressed the frustration.
The healthcare.gov website has been bogged down all day. I've been trying since 5 a.m. to log on and take a look at the plans available and have been unable to do so.
Republican Missouri Senator Roy Blunt called the stalemate Harry Reid's shutdown, but also opined that he didn't think the shutdown would work when it was proposed by members of his own party.
I think it shouldn't have happened. But it has happened, and it's probably now collapsing all of those discussions into one big discussion, and that means it may go on longer than anybody wants it to if it's not ended in the next day or two.
Going into the weekend, the partial shutdown continued. In Missouri's capital, a House Senate committee discussed whether to change the state's law allowing student transfers out of unaccredited school districts. Education Commissioner Chris Nicastro explained that
the costs are simply unsustainable for sending districts. We believe that it will be impossible for a sending district to continue to pay tuition under the current calculation and survive financially.
As the committee debated, the Missouri Supreme Court heard a Kansas City area suit against the transfer law that contends it's an unfunded mandate for accredited neighboring districts.
The state is mandating that a political subdivision actually engage in a new service or activity. It will be a shift from the state to the local taxpayer in exactly the way that's prohibited by the Constitution.
Said Dwayne Martin, attorney for the Blue Springs School District. The court also heard Clay Chastain's lawsuit challenging the city council's right to sideline his light rail initiative. The court will issue both opinions at a later date. The court dismissed a suit by Republican State Auditor Tom Schweik contesting whether Governor Jay Nixon has the authority to make spending cuts when lowered revenues are predicted. The Kansas Supreme Court trampled conservative toes again, ruling that the state should have required a Holcomb power plant to meet federal air quality standards. Sierra Club attorney Bob Eye said the state let Sunflower Electric get by with outdated standards.
Stands up will be a real boost for the public's health.
The power company hasn't announced its next move. Wrapping up the week, a civil suit over former priest Sean Rattigan's pornography production was settled out of court for an undisclosed sum. A controversial piece of billboard art showing a man pointing a gun at the Penn Valley Scout statue was taken down after complaints from American Indian groups. And developers of a controversial senior living community sued Prairie Village for rejecting the project. This is KCUR.